TML country. It's time to dance.
Markins for three. Got it.
For Shanahan again, she scores.
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Catamount Insider. I'm Brian McLaughlin. It's great to have you with us on this Friday. I hope you're listening to us as we air every Friday morning in real time this week, because we've got a really fun kind of timely interview for you. This week, in the heart of playoff basketball season, I'm joined by the Vermont Men's Basketball America East Player of the Year, TJ Hurley. I was waiting to kind of find a good moment to sit down with TJ this year and figured why not at the heart of America East playoff season ahead of the Catamounts America East title game Saturday morning against UMBC. Got to sit down with TJ and hear all about his senior year. It's really a wide-ranging one. We talk about kind of what he was like coming to Vermont, why he stayed for 4 years, where he's seen himself improve, where the team has improved this season. I ask him about some of his teammates, and then we get into just exactly how this year has gone and kind of the playoff run as well, what's brought this great basketball out in him throughout the really good time of year. And so a really fun one with TJ Hurley. I don't want to spoil any of it for you. I think you're going to learn a lot about him, kind of what makes him tick, and just a good preview of what should be a great America East title game Saturday morning. It's such a great time of year around Catamount country. Of course, the UVM women's basketball team later today in Patrick Gym is going up against number 2-seeded Maine in the America East title game as Coach Kresge's crew try to go back-to-back. What a semifinal win it was for them. Double overtime against UMBC. So make sure to tune in to Ryan Zimmerman, and maybe you want to check out that game over on ESPN2 as well for the America East women's title game. And then, of course, Saturday morning is when the men take on UMBC. Again, 11 a.m. start time Saturday morning, so get your coffee and check out TJ Hurley and the Catamounts as they look to get back to the NCAA tournament. I owe you a break. We return with TJ Hurley on Catamount Insider.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Catamount Insider. I'm joined by the America East Player of the Year. TJ Hurley joins us this week on Catamount Insider. T, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. What a week we are in. It's one of the best weeks of the year. The America East Tournament. We're talking in between the semifinals and the championship game Saturday morning, getting ready to fly down to Baltimore to take on UMBC. Is this week a fun week for you? You've played in a few of these tournaments now. Is this one you look forward to?
Yeah, it's been a super fun week, obviously picking up two big wins at home, and now all of us are really excited for the opportunity to go down and compete for an America East Championship.
Yeah, so, I mean, the season overall this year, your senior year, you individually win America East Player of the Year, and the team gets to the 20-win marker once again. Can you summarize it, though, from your perspective? Has senior year gone as you would have hoped?
Yeah, like most seasons, it's been ups and downs, especially early, kind of filling out a lot of new guys. Just trying to figure ourselves out, and I think we've done a great job especially these past few weeks, really coming together, buying into what the coaches are saying, what each other are saying, and it's been a great senior season so far, and hopefully there's a couple more things to look forward to.
The America East Player of the Year, obviously very well deserved, and congratulations. Is there any pressure to that?
Honestly, I haven't felt much pressure. It's an award, but our main goal is still ahead of us. I think our coaches and my teammates have done a great job of kind of keeping me level-headed and just focus on the next game, taking it one game at a time, and not looking too far back or too far forward.
You said it there, the main goal, reaching that NCAA tournament and winning this America East postseason title. Throughout this year, though, does that ever get, I guess, a little clouded or hard to see that vision as far as being kind of far away in the future if you're thinking about what your mindset was like back in November, December? Is that always a pretty clear vision?
I would say it's been a pretty clear vision, especially being part of this program for 4 years now. It's kind of always the main goal of every year is to win the America East and make the NCAA tournament. So this year especially, I've had 4 years experience, so that's always been my end goal, our end goal. So it's been a clear vision from day one, I would say, for me.
I've kind of talked about with people your career development and just everything that's gone on here. You're a two-time America East champion and chasing a third. But can you just tell the people from your perspective, why'd you stay for a fourth year? Why'd you come back?
I always say it's like a family here. It feels like home for me. The support I felt from day one has been amazing, and it's something that I wanted to experience for a fourth year. And Vermont is where I wanted to end my career. I wanted to end it with the people that I love, the people that love me. So I'm already super happy with my decision to come back, and we have an opportunity Saturday to really, really make it worth it.
Was it even that much of a decision? Tell me about that process last spring after junior year wraps up, just kind of the month or so afterwards.
Yeah, obviously there was a lot of talk and a lot of things going on in my head, but I think for me the decision was always super clear. Like I said, it's always been where I wanted to end my career, is here at home in Vermont.
Let's get into that off season. What were your goals as far as development is concerned for your own game in between junior and senior year?
Yeah, I think I grew a lot in between my sophomore and junior year, and then again from my junior to senior year. Really focusing on a lot of it was my leadership, trying to bring this new group of guys together. But individually, just continuing to work on scoring at all three levels. I think I've improved a lot at that. Just transferring from more of a three-point shooter to more of a three-level scorer. And then defensively as well, just really focusing in on playing defense without someone like Shamir, who we had last year, who kind of took away the other team's best guard and best player. It seemed like every game seamlessly. I wanted to take on that challenge this year and improve on the defensive end as well.
I wanted to ask you about that side of the ball. It's not like you can sit in the gym and put up 1,000 shots and your defense gets better.
Yeah.
How do you improve defensively then? I know you're a worker in the gym with your shooting in the offensive side of the game, but where are those margins made up defensively?
A lot of it is watching film, seeing where I can improve. And then a lot of it is just day-to-day practice, really taking the challenge of guarding the best player in practice and making sure that there's no easy baskets for them. I'm doing everything that the coaches say. You know, we have a very specific defense, no middle. We want the other team to take certain shots, so really just taking on that challenge to make sure that I'm up to the task every possession.
Who of your teammates challenges you when you're guarding them?
A lot of them for different reasons. I mean, we have Sean and Momar are tough because they're so quick, and then TJ Long, Ben Johnson are tough because they can leverage their shot and get to the rim. And then one for me that's been really challenging all 4 years here has been Skip. He's kind of always had my number on that end, and he's a tough guard for me.
What was it like to get Skip back this year after he went away for a year, and a guy you came into college with now returns as you're both in your fourth year of college ball?
Yeah, it was awesome news. I was super happy to have him back. He's the only one still here that was here my freshman year. So to have someone back that was here my freshman year and has kind of gone through a lot of the ups and downs that I have and shared a lot of the same experiences, obviously just someone I'm super close with as well. It was awesome to have him back.
Let's talk about your individual style. If you were describing the way you play basketball to somebody who hasn't watched you before, could you kind of put that into words?
I would say a three-level scorer, someone who takes pride in both the offensive and defensive end, and just someone who really wants to win the game. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to win the game, and whether that's on the defensive end, on the offensive end, just someone who really wants to win the game.
Now, in your University of Vermont biography, something I'm sure you filled out as a true freshman.
Yeah.
Do you remember what basketball player you wrote down as somebody that you really liked to watch play? If you don't, I have it written down here.
Was it Damian Lillard?
Damian Lillard. Yeah, is that still true? And who else do you enjoy watching these days?
Yeah, I still love watching Dame. Obviously, he hasn't played in a while, but still love watching him play. I love watching good scoring guards like Devin Booker is someone who I enjoy watching. Anthony Edwards is someone who I enjoy watching. Just kind of those exciting guards that can really fill it up are guys that I like to watch.
What was your experience like playing for and representing Canada this summer with the national team?
Yeah, it was a great experience. Obviously, it's always super cool to represent your country and play for your national team. So it was a great experience. Even though it was just a few games, it was like a 1 week tournament. I was able to play some really high level competition, kind of get some games in where I'm not normally playing games, get some live game reps against some really good competition. So it was a great experience. Just even the part of getting game reps in the summer.
For sure. Coming back to town then, back for your senior year, you mentioned it. You wanted to improve kind of that leadership this year, and you were named a captain along with TJ Long. What's that experience been like for you as you have developed in that leadership role?
Yeah, it's again, ups and downs throughout the year. It's been a challenge for me because for me, I'm not the most vocal person. So just kind of figuring out my leadership style, ways that I can kind of get the team going without necessarily being the loudest guy in the gym or in the room. It's been a challenge. It's been ups and downs, but I think I've kind of found my leadership style, and I feel like I'm in a good spot going into these last few weeks here.
Tell me about your relationship with the captain, TJ Long. The two of you captains together and have been teammates now the last 3 years. What's that relationship like as you two have worked together to lead this team?
Yeah, it's been awesome having him by my side. He makes the job a lot easier, both on and off the court. Someone that I kind of look to for advice when I'm struggling, and vice versa. Just someone to kind of take a lot of the pressure off of me, honestly, and someone I can look to when times get rough.
It's interesting, though, because he really missed most of last season, your junior year. And then your sophomore year, you were kind of in that bench role, playing 20 minutes a night, where he was the leading scorer of that year's team. How have you two grown on the court together and kind of built a relationship to playing basketball side by side?
Yeah, it's been kind of a little bit tough to figure out at times. He was the leading scorer my sophomore year, and then I was last year when he was out. So just kind of figuring out how to play together, figuring out, not deferring to each other, but still looking to get our own, but realizing there's someone else really good out there on the court with us at all times. So it's been a challenge, but I think we've really figured out our roles, and it's been great having him out there on the court playing at the same time with him.
And then Gus Yaldin obviously is kind of a big in a variety of ways, the impact he's had on this program, big emotionally, big as far as his scoring production goes. How long did that take to kind of get settled with this group of new players, and specifically somebody like Gus coming in to have such a big impact?
With him, it felt like a pretty easy fit, honestly. He's something we've been looking for the last couple of years, and a back-to-the-basket scorer, someone who can score inside and out as a big. And so we were able to fit him in seamlessly, it felt like. Obviously, his playmaking as well makes it so easy to play with him. If other teams try to send a double team, he's able to make the right play, it seems like, every time. So it's been awesome having him on the team. Both on and off the court, like you said, and he's had a huge impact, and excited to see how the next couple weeks go.
You've obviously played here for a long time and had a lot of teammates, but I'm not sure you've ever had a teammate who reacts with the crowd and kind of plays with the crowd like Gus does.
Yeah.
Tell me about just kind of that emotion that he brings and how you try to ride those waves with him, as he is almost like an orchestra director out there at times.
Yeah, it's awesome when he gets the crowd going. You see him hyping up the crowd, you hear the crowd getting super loud, and especially in those moments when we're kind of going on a run, it's awesome. It's fuel for us. We hear the crowd, and it'll get us going. So Gus has been awesome in that sense, kind of hyping us up, hyping the crowd up, just kind of getting the emotions riding high.
Time for a quick pause with TJ Hurley. He returns to Catamount Insider right after this.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
What does it mean to be connected as a team? It's a word I hear a lot around basketball. To you, what does that connectiveness need to be?
Yeah, I think everyone just being bought in, everyone on the same page, everyone has to know the goal of the team, and everyone has to be doing everything they can to work towards that goal. And it's a lot of the time it's the little things that make a team connected. It's the communication. It's a lot of the off-court stuff. There's so many things that go into connectedness, but ultimately it's working towards one major goal of the team.
The defense down the stretch for the team has really, it feels like, has taken a step forward. Yeah. Can you tell me why that is? What has it been about the defense recently that's made it so tough?
Yeah, I think, honestly, it's been a couple guys that have really stepped up. I think Sean has been tremendous on defense the last few games. Not saying he wasn't tremendous all year, but especially these last couple of games, really buying in on that end. And seems like kind of taking on that Shamir role of taking out the lead point guard of the other team. And then I think Gus has also been way better on defense these last couple of games as well. Really stepping up to the challenge, playing some really good bigs as well. Whether that he's up in our level coverage or holding up in the post, those two guys specifically have really stepped it up, it feels like. And it just feels like everyone is connected on one page on the defensive end every single possession.
As we're sitting here in the middle of the playoffs, do you ever think back to previous playoff runs that you've been on?
From time to time, yeah. You know, I think about how awesome it is to win a championship. Like, that always comes to mind, and how badly I want to win it this year as well. Looking back to those first 2 years here, and then last year as well, how disappointing that was. Like, I don't want to feel that feeling again. I want to go out on high and feel that feeling of winning a championship again.
That quarterfinal performance you had, 29 points against Bryant, it did feel like an inspired performance from you. Can you tell me about your mindset entering that game and what it was like when you were out there and really had it going?
Yeah, my mindset was just kind of wanting to do whatever it took to win. I didn't want to go out. I didn't want our season to end. So kind of got hot in that second half and felt like I needed to be aggressive, needed to continue to be aggressive. And obviously that worked out. I got hot and made some shots, and that's just been my mindset going into to last game and the next game as well, just doing whatever it takes to win, whether that's being super aggressive on the offensive end or just taking out my man on the defensive end. Like, whatever it takes to win, that's my mindset.
Coach Becker's talked about at times needing to, or feeling he needs to remind you to be more aggressive. Do you think that mindset comes naturally to you, or is that reminder sometimes nice to hear that your coach wants you to get those shots up?
Yeah, it's definitely become more natural these past couple of years, but I feel like I still do need the reminder from time to time. I would say naturally I'm more of an unselfish player. I would rather defer to my teammates, kind of get them going, make sure everyone's happy and on the same page. But so hearing that reminder just to be aggressive when the team needs it, is always a good reminder.
I wanted to ask a couple semifinal questions after that win you guys just had. Noah Barnett, first of all, I loved the clip of you and TJ Long both getting a chuckle being asked about his three-point shot, but then just the energy he's brought this year overall. Can you tell me about the impact he's had beyond the box score?
Yeah, Noah's impact goes way beyond the box score. It always has from the day he stepped here. Off the court, on the court, all the things he does. He's, like we said, we were talking about the connectedness of the team. He's a big factor in that. He brings the team together with his energy, with his jokes. You know, he's a big part of how connected we are as a team, both on and off the court.
What were you thinking when he launched the three before it went in?
At first, I was a little confused. Why are you shooting it? I was thinking maybe there was not much time on the shot clock left. I was thinking why he shot it, but he stepped into it with confidence, and we all know Noah's a good shooter, and even though he doesn't shoot them in game, in practice it always looks good, and working out it always looks good. So he stepped into it with confidence, so I thought it was good from the moment it released his fingers.
What would a win Saturday mean to you?
It would mean a lot. We always talk about wanting to leave the program better than when you got here, so bringing a championship to the team, leaving on a championship, would mean a lot to me and a lot to this program, especially after last year. We got to focus on obviously getting the job done, what it takes to get there. Just focus on the game first, and then reflecting back afterwards will be awesome.
Well, if you can kind of give me a hint of what will it take. I know there's still film sets to be had and practice to be done, but kind of early, you've seen UMBC twice now, early impressions on what it's going to take to come away with a win down at their place.
Yeah, obviously it looks like they've been playing really well recently. a lot of it is going to come down to our defense, taking away. They have a bunch of really good guards, so taking away their guards and then just a whole concerted team effort to keep them off the glass. The tougher team is going to win. The team that wants it more is going to win. So winning the glass, taking care of the basketball, all the little things that coaches always say going into games.
I want to ask just a couple of background questions with you. It's been so fun. I kind of joke with you sometimes. How many tickets do the Hurleys get this game? But your family has followed along so closely, and I know your sister Sarah is playing college ball now. But what has it meant to you to have that support from them? And they're at so many of your games, your mom, Andrea, your dad, Mike. What's that mean to you?
It means so much to me, having the support from back home, them traveling, especially my dad. I don't know how many games he's been to, but
most of them.
He hasn't missed many. So having that support from them back home, it means so much. It was hard on me being so far from home at first, but having them come to most games, it made it a lot easier. And feeling their support from so far away was a big factor in my love for it here.
Was it a basketball house growing up? Was that the main sport?
Definitely, yeah. My parents both played in college in Canada, and both my sister and I played all growing up. We were a big-time basketball house.
What was that like? Was your dad or mom coaching you at all as a kid?
My dad coached me all growing up from day one. He actually coached at a local college back in Canada, so from day one I was in the gym watching his college guys go and practice, and I would be on the sideline just dribbling the ball, trying to copy what they're doing out there. So, from day one, my dad coached me growing up, and
Does he still kind of coach you at times? Still hear from him about things to do?
Yeah, he tries to. I mostly tell him I don't want to hear it anymore, you know. I got enough basketball going on in my life. When I talk to him, I just want to talk to my dad, not another coach. So I normally tell him not to, but yeah, from time to time when I need advice, I'll look into him for it.
Mm. What's next for TJ Hurley? You want to keep playing after your career wraps up here?
Yeah, I would love to keep playing. If there's any possibility for me to keep playing, I'll take it. And wherever that is, I have no clue as of yet, but wherever that is, I'd love to have that opportunity.
I'd imagine somebody will want you on their team somewhere, too.
Hopefully.
All right. TJ, thanks so much for joining us. This
thanks
was a great
back.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Good luck on Saturday, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thanks again to TJ Hurley for joining us this week on Catamount Insider. A player who it's been just a joy to watch grow and develop as both a human and a basketball player in his 4 years. Somebody that I have been fortunate to get to watch play. He is a delight to watch. Delight to watch work. He is one of the hardest workers that I've seen as far as just the hours he's put in the gym to get to the point of where he is. I try not to say that about every athlete because everybody works hard, but to separate him from most that I get to keep an eye on, what he's been able to do as far as a development is concerned, such a cool story around Catamount Country, and going to get to be a real pleasure to see his career go wherever it goes next. I think TJ Hurley is going to be successful in wherever he ends up in life. So I really appreciate him for taking the time to join Catamount Insider this week, and looking forward to watching him tomorrow morning, again Saturday, 11 a.m., the Vermont men's basketball team against UMBC in the AmeriCAS title game. Hope you'll join us, whether it's down in Baltimore County or watching along on ESPN2, and I'll have the coverage on the Varsity Network app and, of course, on the game as well locally. Going to be great to follow along, and hopefully the Catamounts get the job done. We'll see everybody. Should be fun to follow. Such a great time of year for basketball around Burlington. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in this week. I'm Brian McLaughlin. Talk to you next time on Catamount Insider.